Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Brandon Adams joins us. We're going to talk a little G-Day, a little transfer portal, a little Georgia football with the host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And as always, brought to you by R.S. Andrews Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
I'm doing great. It's good to have both you guys back again. It's nice to have kind of the whole team here again.
I agree.
I definitely agree.
It's nice to be back as well. Let's talk Saturday first, and then we'll get to some transfer portal and some looking ahead things. I know Kirby and all coaches are going to say, you know, I'm not going to take much from Saturday. I'm going to take from the 15 practices and the entire spring and all that stuff. But you were there. What did you take from what you saw at G-Day on Saturday?
You know, I thought it was a little bit of, an answer back from what had been the rumors about, you know, offense getting the best of the defense a lot during spring practice. And I do believe that was true. I think that was happening as it was rumored to have been. But I also think the Georgia defense is good enough to answer back on some of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I thought for the most part they probably got the best of the day on Saturday. Not to say the offense didn't have some moments. It did. But I think overall maybe not quite as many as we were led to believe it had been getting behind closed doors. And I think what you got is two very talented units with a lot of very good players. And, you know, sometimes one side's going to get the better of the other. I also think the defense gets the benefit of kind of knowing that Georgia's using a little bit of a different game plan than it would certainly be using if it was playing Clemson to begin the season. And so because of that, I thought you saw the defense overall have a pretty good day. But if you're like a Georgia fan who's really, really optimistic about the upcoming season, I don't think you saw anything on Saturday that would slow down that chatter for you at all, I don't believe.
B.A., were you surprised that Carson Beck was in as long as he was?
I don't think they had anybody else to put in, to be honest with
you. Okay, I was curious. I was like, is there nobody else they can put in right now? Your starting quarterback is in the last series of a spring game.
Yeah, so I think they brought – he left the game and he came back in kind of late third quarter. So I think they brought him back in just to kind of, I don't want to say give him a good moment, but, you know, he did not have maybe the best first half. And so maybe you come in, let him get a little bit of a rhythm with the offense. But, you know, Ryan Puglisi, the number three quarterback, who had been dealing with a little bit of a knee injury, not super serious, but just enough not to play. He didn't play. And then other than that, you know, you're talking about a couple of walk-ons right now because, as has been well documented, Georgia only has three scholarship quarterbacks here at the moment. So, you know, Beck probably played a little bit more than he otherwise, you know, could have. Like, I think I'd compared it to NFL preseason game where you sort of make an appearance and you make a disappearance. You know, ultimately that's not really what Beck did. And I think some of that may have been related to the fact that Georgia is, you know, a little bit thin at the quarterback position right now because they don't have the fourth scholarship and they had their number three quarterback and their 2024 signee battling a little bit of an injury.
Mm. Obviously, in order for the defense to play the way that they did and the way that all Georgia fans hope they do this coming fall, some of these younger guys that have come in with a lot of hype and a lot of, you know, a lot of talk as recruits are going to have to take that next step. Who's a player or two that you feel like is the next kind of superstars on that defense? We know some of the upperclassmen that are coming back, but some of the young guys that you feel like might be the next superstars on that defense.
Well, to my eye, one of the guys that was most impressive on Saturday was K.J. Bolden. That's the five-star that Georgia sort of famously battled Florida State with and won with. And, listen, I didn't grade the film, so I can't tell you what he was doing on every snap. But there were a few times in which, you know, a little dump-off screen pass or something like that, and Bolden shot towards the football like a missile. And that's a little bit of what I saw him doing in high school, and that's what he was able to do out there on that field. So, certainly, he didn't calm anybody down. Who thinks that he can be a really good player. Now, as far as, like, a little bit older and maybe just a little bit kind of more ready to be kind of the face of the defense. I thought C.J. Adams was in that conversation. That's a guy who's now wearing number 3, which is the same number that Roquan Smith wore. So he's going to draw a lot of those comparisons. And, you know, he had a nice interception. You know, it's not really a young guy anymore, but a guy who's maybe ready to take the next step. The best overall performer for the Georgia defense may have been Mikael Williams, mm-hmm. which is kind of the answer that a lot of Georgia fans have been looking for him to be major player, you know, major kind of household name the way that previous Georgia guys have been.
Right.
So if you want to talk about the incoming freshman, you may say KJ, and then guys like C.J. Allen, Mikael Williams, a little bit more experience. It looks like they're well on their way here too. I mean, that may be more important for this upcoming season.
Hey, B.A., when Kirby tweets out, it's either academic stuff or happy birthday to one of the players or go dogs. Usually when it's go dogs, that means he went and got somebody. With the transfer portal open, do you think we're going to get a few go dogs or just maybe just stay where they are right now?
I think Georgia, for the most part, is in the business of trying to make sure none of the players that it has big plans for leave. Georgia's more playing defense against unexpected departures right now than it is adding anybody because they added a decent number of guys in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they wouldn't look the right situation. I'll go back to quarterback, where they did try to add a transfer quarterback in the winter, and sort of weirdly that kind of disappeared as quickly as it appeared. If you want to go back to when Jay Maiva was supposedly coming here, ended up going to USC. So they could add a transfer quarterback. There's also a chance that Georgia may get a high school commit tomorrow. A lot of people are kind of watching on that here. So I think that Georgia is going to be a little quieter in the portal right now than some teams are, and simply kind of hoping that it doesn't lose any of the players that it doesn't want to lose. Now, you're going to have to lose some because Georgia right now, we believe, is above the scholarship limit, and you know every team is destined to lose some people. Georgia's already lost a running back in Andrew Paul, so they're going to lose some people. It's just a matter of do you lose the wrong people, and I think that's more the story for Georgia right now than what it's looking to add, because I think Georgia, for the most part, feels like it's got a pretty full roster.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Andrew Paul. Like, he's obviously a good player to be at Georgia in the first place, but I don't think anybody's losing a ton of sleep over him transferring. I just wonder if him transferring gives you kind of a clearer picture of what that room looks like, and coming out of spring, how do you feel about the running backs?
So I think one of the things that's about to get really interesting is, you know, Georgia had like 20-something early enrollees, but one of the guys that did not come this summer was Nate Frazier. You know, probably the most complete back that Georgia signed of the three that it did sign in the 2024 class. And so if you want to go back to 2017 when DeAndre Swift was a freshman, he was like the third leading rusher as kind of an elite recruit who had a nice role in the team, but not one of the main two ball carriers. I could see the departure of Paul clearing the way for someone like Frazier kind of being in that sort of top three of the Georgia running back rotation. Branson Robinson is still a really good player, but his injury was pretty serious. And I think he's still a really good prospect, but he's probably still a ways away from being as good as he wants to be. I know he's really optimistic about his own recovery, and I'm glad that he is, but being realistic, that's still a pretty tough recovery. So I think that a guy that did not go through spring practice is about to be here in Nate Frazier. I think that's about to be a player who gets pretty interesting pretty fast once he starts going through some of the summer stuff there at UGA, and then, of course, being a part of fall camp.
B.A., did you say that Georgia's there over the scholarship limit? How is that possible when you talk about going through spring practices with
when I say over, I mean theoretically terms of everybody that's still coming in. I mean, and listen, this is also one of those deals where, like, the actual specific accounting on this is never it's never, you know, published, because I think last year we probably thought Georgia should have been over the scholarship count then too. But somehow, some way, Georgia knows what its numbers are behind the scenes and it figures it out. But in terms of, you know, guys still coming in and guys, there is still some sort of accounting work that has to be done here. People just got done doing their taxes. Well, this is Georgia's version of that right now too.
Yeah, probably. Brandon, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. That's a podcast every single day about Georgia football.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.